the Niche Podcast. This is a space that I created to explore businesses and the journey they take when catering to a niche market. So if you're feeling a little bit nichey today, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So much for stopping by and staying niche with me. I'm so appreciative of your time and I'm thankful that you want to hang out. Today I'm going to be talking about creating and growing your business from exactly where you stand. So exactly where your business is today, let's take that up a notch and just increase it and make it grow. Or if you're starting a business, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks of how you can start from exactly where you are with very little money. Just really being intentional about the steps that you take in order to build your business and grow your business. Because I think those two things go hand in hand. You should always be growing your business, even if you've been in business for a really long time. I am in real estate. I also have developed a niche for my business, which is assisting professional athletes in the NFL, MLB, and NBA nationwide with their housing needs. So with their real estate needs. Someone the other day said, oh my goodness, don't say housing. Okay, so with their real estate needs. So I help guys whenever they need to buy, sell, rent, when they get traded, when they get drafted, I show up. And during these last 10 and 11 years in my business, I have realized that there's up cycles and down cycles, and I think that's true to every business. During an up cycle, I am rocking out. I am making a crazy amount of money. But during my down cycle, I am struggling. And I don't know if this happens ever to you, but this has happened to me consistently, which I wish I hadn't, but consistently for the last 10 years or so. And at one point, I think I got wiser and I realized, wait a second, I need to prepare myself for those down cycles. And then I realized during the down cycle, I'm recreating my business, I'm rebuilding my business. And in that, it seems like it always happens, but the things that I do during that down cycle are always the same in order to generate more revenue, in order to generate more sales, of course, more revenue coming from more sales, and in order to gain new clients. So that's what I'm going to share with you guys. Are what I've gone through and what I've done during the down cycles of my business. And because I've done it and I've seen it work, it works. Do you know what I'm saying? First thing you got to do, what happens when you're in a down cycle in your business? You're down. I know for myself, I am down. I am blue. I just want to hide and stick my head in like underneath a pillow or watch Netflix for hours on end in the dark. I don't know what happens to you during a down cycle in your business, but that's what I feel like doing in my business. And I realized that the first thing I have to do is change my attitude. Change my attitude towards that time. Now, instead of looking at my down cycle as, oh my goodness, my business is down, I have nothing going on. I have no listings or I have no buyers or there's no income. I kind of look at it as an opportunity and I'm grateful for that moment because I can kind of refresh my business. I have a little bit of downtime. I can refresh my marketing content. I can refresh my mission, my message. So it's during those down cycles, it's really a time where I try to recycle my business and be like, okay, I need to be intentional about what's happening. And I change my attitude. So how do I change my attitude? I change my attitude by through different things. A lot of it is, of course, your attitude is internal. It's happening inside your brain. It's in it. Your brain is sending signals to the rest of your body that you are miserable and you just want to run away and never come back. So you have to kind of just nudge your brain to think otherwise, to tell your brain, hey, I'm not down. I'm having an amazing, amazing day. I'm going to have an amazing week and we're going to get through this. Number one is to, when you wake up in the morning, is to show gratitude, right? So the first thing I try to do before I open my eyes is just be grateful for the day that's ahead of me. Be grateful for the opportunities that I know are going to happen in my life. Be open to those opportunities. And that kind of shifts my mindset. So even if I'm having a really, really difficult time and a down cycle in my personal life and my business life, that moment of gratitude first thing in the morning really helps me change my attitude for the day. And honestly, during a down cycle, I would encourage everybody to take it daily. It's a day-to-day process. Plan ahead. Of course, you want to plan out your week, your month, your year, but you execute daily, because I think that if you start executing in really big steps and you start making these, you know, just the imagining I have to do so much today, I think you do get overwhelmed, and it's very difficult to change your attitude when you are already overwhelmed. So that's number one, being grateful, changing your attitude by being grateful first thing in the morning and expressing that gratitude throughout your day and kind of staying in that mindset for the rest of your day is very helpful, and it's been truly helpful to me. Another thing is actually changing. Sometimes it's about changing my physical environment. So if I'm having a down cycle and I know that I've been in the office every single day for 7 days and honestly nothing has broken through, I pick up my computer and I head over to my nearest coffee shop, right? So I change my environment in order to change my attitude. There I'm going to see other people. I'm going to say hi to other people. I'm going to kind of take in some different vibes and different energies, and that will affect my business. It will affect my internal thoughts of myself. You know, I might actually meet a client while I'm out there. So changing that really helps to change my attitude. So if you're in a funk and if you're sitting on the couch right now and you're like, goodness, what do I do? Get up, walk out the door, get some sunshine, and go get yourself a cup of coffee or tea or smoothie if you're me. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's going to help you get out of that mindset. The third thing that I do when I'm trying to change my attitude is by actually literally jumping up and down and just dancing and moving my body. Because if I'm in a funk and if I'm in a down cycle and I know I have to hit the phones and I have to call some people and I have to reach out to some people that, you know, might not need my services, I need to get my mind ready for what's happening. I mean, if you see players, professional players, when they're about to hit the field, what do they have going on? They have their headphones on. They are listening to some insane music or some inspiration in there. They're moving their body. They're kind of making some intentional moves in order to get their brains ready for the battle that they're about to have on the field. And I think that if we look at business as that same thing, the battle that you're about to have on the field, you are going to just, you're going to rock it. So literally put some music on, people, and start dancing it out. Put your favorite music on and enjoy a little bit of a boogie, because I think that's priceless. So those are three tips to change your attitude. I think that's free. You can do it right now, and you can start changing the course and the history and the story of your life, right? All right, so the second thing, I hope you're writing this down in your nugget on the piece of paper, is perfect your message. During your down cycle, you have an insane opportunity to perfect your message. What is your message? Your message might have changed from the last season you were in to now. Maybe, in my case, for example, my message changes from season to season because every season I have a different group of athletes in a different sport that need real estate. So if it's the draft, I know my message right now is going to be directed to NFL players and those coming out of the draft. If it's the end of baseball season, which we're going through right now, my message is targeted to baseball players that I know are going to need assistance with real estate nationwide during the off season and during spring training. So perfect your message. So during your down cycle, learn to perfect your message. Sit down, write it down. Seriously, people, get a pen and paper and write stuff down. It makes a huge difference. Write it on a board, write it on a piece of paper. Right now I'm looking at my whiteboard, and honestly, I use that board to write down the things that I envision for my life in the future. It's huge. It's a huge whiteboard, and it has all my future goals that I have not accomplished yet, and they're up there. So start writing down what your mission is, what your goals are, and what you would like to, what is your message coming out in this new season during this down cycle. So perfect your message by writing it down, speaking it over and over again. I think also sharing your message allows you to perfect your message, because you are actually speaking it out loud, and you might tweak a few things here and there, and you will actually learn what it is that you are selling, what it is that you are putting out into the world. Where whatever you do, if you are a businesswoman, a businessman, if you're a mom, we all need to perfect our message. And what is our message? You know what I mean? And by writing it down and creating some points of what you want your business to become or your life to become, I think writing it down is amazing, and it's going to be super helpful. Number three, market your message. So now that you have your message written down and you know what your message is, it's time to market it. It's time to put it into the world. So now you're going to create content to push it out. You're going to push it out via social media, of course, number one outlet. So you have your Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever your social media of choice is, wherever your outlet and platform of choice, go ahead and push out that message, and you'll start getting some feedback. But also marketing your message and being consistent is key. And that is something you can do, Free People. Everything I'm telling you here are things that you can do right now without a penny in your pocket. So none of it requires a huge investment. You just have to be consistent and be hungry to build something new for your business. So number three is market your message. Creating content for social media. How do you create content for social media? If you already have a social media following and you already create content for social media, my advice to you is to be intentional and be consistent on what you're putting out, that it matches your message, it matches your business. So that's number one. And if you don't, for those who don't and haven't dabbled into Facebook and you don't have a page, or maybe you do have an Instagram page but haven't done much with it, I would say start by picking your favorite social media platform. You don't need to spread yourself too thin and create messages for every single one, but master one and start marketing within that platform. Those are easy ways to do it. You can definitely boost your posts by paying for, you know, the each platform to advertise the post that you put up. So you could do that for really cheap. I mean, you can, I believe on Instagram, I mean, for $20, you'll advertise for 4 days. I mean, in which publication could you ever do? You definitely can't do that in a magazine or a newspaper or radio, right? So I would say social media, huge, 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 cheap, and your results might even be bigger. Now, another thing that I would like to just give you a little piece of nugget that I've experienced is DMs. People, the beauty is in the DMs, okay? DMs, if you don't know what that is, that's direct message. Through Instagram and Facebook, you can send someone a direct message to let them know what you do. Now, I would advise you not to be wickedly salesy when you send those messages, because you're trying to create a really quick relationship with someone and let them know initially how much you appreciate the work that they're doing or the life that they're living. If they just had a birthday and you see that on social media, they posted that, you know, oh, had an amazing birthday yesterday or went to a wedding, mention that. Say, hey, what an amazing outfit you are wearing, or what a beautiful place you just visited, because you need to make that personal connection first before you go in and start to mention what you do. So that happens to me all the time when people just send me a DM and they waste their DM, if in my opinion, by starting to sell me from the get-go. Do not sell me from the get-go. I'm a salesperson. I do not want to be sold. I just want you to relate to me. Do you really like my content? Do you even know what I'm about? So let them know that you know what they're about before you let them know what you're about. You know what I mean? So take advantage of those DMs. They can really go a long way. I speak for experience. A lot of my clients have come from direct message. They sure have. So now that you've marketed your message, you are going to leverage your network. Now, I'm not talking about going to a networking event, even though that's wonderful. If you've been invited to one, then mazel tov. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about leveraging the network that you already have. So I'm talking about specifically the people that you know you by name, that could wave at you if they see you at the grocery store. Those people are golden. And I think we a lot of times take those folks for granted. And that could be if you're a student, that's going to be other students. That's going to be parents of other students. If you are a business owner, then that's going to be your current past clients. It's going to be your family. It's going to be your friends. So depending on where you are in your business, that is going to look differently. So if you're starting out in real estate, it's going to be your family and friends. Boom, done. That's going to be it. So you're going to leverage that network and let people know what you do. So now that you actually have created content about your message, you are going to take that content and you are going to beg for those people to share it on their social media. You are going to just bring it to the forefront of their mind. Say, hey, I'm starting this new business, or hey, my business is going through a down cycle. Could you, is there anyone that you know that might need XYZ right now? So you're going to leverage the network that you've already built your entire life, people that know you, care for you, and really would love to be a part of the growth of your business. That's super important. And lastly, but never least, is gaining new clients. So now that you're doing all these steps, number one, changing your attitude. Number two, perfect your message. Three, market your message. Four, leverage your network. Five, you should get a client from all of this. So you should be able to start gaining new clients from these new efforts, okay? I go through my down cycles. I go through really intense times that I target my marketing, target my message, and I'm super intentional about gaining new clients, and I always do more than one. This past season during my down cycle, I did exactly what I'm sharing with you, and I walked away with 6 new clients. So what I'm talking about is being consistent on every single step that I shared with you during this pod and being able to reap. And if you've done all of what I'm talking about and you don't have a new client at the end of the horizon, go back and check what you're doing, because you're missing a step. You should be able to gain a new client from these efforts that you're putting in, and they're all free people. So this is it. I hope you took a few nuggets of wisdom into your pocket after this podcast. Remember that you can just create your business and build your business from exactly where you are, as long as you're intentional about every single step. Get out of the funk if you're in a funk. Change your attitude. Perfect your message by speaking to others. Market your message. So start creating some amazing content to share your message and your business with others. Leverage the network that you already have. As soon as you're done here, start figuring out who you can text, email, and let them know what you're doing. Make a few phone calls too, and start gaining new clients in order to increase your sales, increase your income, and grow your business. That's it. You've made it to the end. That's all I have for you today. Get out there, do amazing things in your business, in your life, and as always, stay niche-y.